I want to mention, I think the main idea that we got from the sugya is that the question is the yishtabach. Is Baruch Shem and yishtabach extensions, or Baruch Shem and yishtabach are two separate brachas? Okay? And that's why you have some say Baruch Shem early, because if it's a separate bracha, so you can include all the tilim. All the shvachas. But if it's not, if it's an extension, so then you have to be careful what you include. So I saw that the apparently they include the Mizmor Shel Yom on Shabbos. That they include. That they have right to include Mizmor Shel Yom. I guess Main Amora. And also the Yehi Chavod. So the Yehi Chavod were psukim that are not really psuke de Zimra, but the psukim shel shevach, which they introduced as an introduction to the psuke de Zimra. Okay, so they, that's why they all have Yehi Chavod. As before they started the shevach, this fits in very well with the Rav's idea of a matir. You need a matir for shevach.
Right.
So the Yehi Chavod was a matir for the shevach. So that's why they started with the Yehi Chavod. But I noticed in the Tshuva Sagunim, I don't know if you have this, it was Yotzer Gunim. So he brings down the Kosov of Nachanoi Goyim, Hochi, Upsuke de Zimra, Sha'anu Omrim Bechol Yom Kan Bishte Yeshivos, Ein Megilun Lomar Oz Yosher. And then he says, but in the Shtei Yeshivas they didn't do it. The Shtei Yeshivas, so they were
different.
Not to do Vayosha and Az Yosha. But what is he? He says, and before he said like this, Ubatikin Agonim.
So, but there was a minute at the time to say it because he said not to say it.
What? It was a minute.
There were people saying it,
but the Gonim didn't say it. The Amayor had said it. But he says they weren't Mamcha B'Yagan.
He said not to say it after Yishtabach even, or he's saying before
Yishtabach? Even after Yishtabach. It should mean he has something between Yishtabach and Yishtabach. Yesh no'ogim lomar v'yavarach dovet esad Hashem le'ini kol ha'kohol ad u'mahalim l'shem tefratecho ka'asheru b'sefer divrei hayomim v'yavarachu shem kvodecho ad shiras hayom ka'asheru b'sefer Ezra Nechemya v'shiras hayom v'atam v'fisho kol. He gives the time. But he says, but we don't do it. That's before he brings in that Ein Regilin Lomar Az Yosher Moshe. Okay. But apparently, by Baruch Dover, they did say. Yes, it's Yeshno. He doesn't bring down that, I don't know, he doesn't.
Well, by Baruch Dover, it's Shiri Dover.
No, it's Divayam.
But it's still Shiri Dover.
That's correct.
Hodu and Vayvarach David is the first one.
And what about in Nechemya? Vayvarach Hashem Kodecha Marmon Kohol Baruch Hazila. No. Okay, so he just says Yeshnoim. So apparently there were those that objected to it and those that didn't object to it. But you see, it's an interesting thing that even in those days, the way they davened in the yeshivas was not the way they davened in the Bat Knesios.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And I'm going to ask you how you analyze it. It's like this. Usheshaltam kishi yikra odam kriyashma sorach lechos arba tzitziyosov holo. So this is Rav Nachmanoy going. Dovo ze lo derech hachamim v'talmidim ho. Zed derech Yehiras. Who?
Yura.
Okay. Yechi me'acha she'ez bonim b'tzitzi Yosef b'sha'a sati fosan u'beirach aleihen li'acha mikan loma ochzum b'yodo ela me'ato k'shemagiyo k'shartem tzorach nami lechos b'tzfilov v'im tomar yechos There are people who do it. Hilka Chaosa Kain Tzorch Lamdo Lahazbilo Shalo Yasser.
What's the problem doing it? Why do you have to?
It's a
hefsek.
Why is it? Why is it Euro?
That's
not hefsek. It says it's Euro.
He says it's Euro.
Yes.
Why is it Euro?
That's a good question. But that question, I'll tell you what the Avudjam has. And no argument mitzvahs and noshim, k'sh'omrim u'kshatam lo'os al yad chol ha'mashmesh b'tfilin shol yad. U'kish'omrim v'oyel ha'tatafos b'ninech al ha'mashmesh b'tfilin shol rosh. U'kish'omrim v'oyel lachem ha'tzitzis l'mashmesh b'tzitzios. Avo, Rav Nachman Noi kosav. Ha'ochei tzitziosav b'yodo k'shakarei sh'kriya sh'ra yihirasu. Shekol dover she'ein ha'odam mochuyiv bo va'osa oso barabin b'midas chasidus v'chol ha'omein ha'osim oso hu mischazik yura.
Why do you need that? There was the last line.
Chol ha'what?
Chol ha'dvar. Kol dover she'ein ha'odam mochuyiv bo va'osa oso barabin b'midas chasidus.
Is he saying it's midas chasidus to do it in private?
In private, he says, okay, v'chol ha'am eina mosim oso. V'chol
what?
V'chol ha'am eina mosim oso.
V'chol ha'am,
yeah. Hu mischazi ki yura.
Is he saying it's good to do? Is that implication?
That's my question. What would he say b'zman hazeh? What
would he say b'zman hazeh? Is the implication that it's good?
Or because everybody does it. It would be yura not to do it.
No joke.
Such a bald guy that he's not even willing to be a bald guy.
It's true. Well, if I'm saying seriously, everybody does it. You know, they do this.
It doesn't mention about the mezuzah.
It says mezuzah. Right.
What does it say in Siddur?
Doesn't it say
in Siddur? Well, yeah, it says
all the tzitzis.
Until, what do you call it? Until,
Well, it doesn't say in Siddur. It says in the art scroll. Not all art scrolls, I don't think. I don't think all of them. It's different versions of different things.
Could be, that could be. But when did they say the girl just said the first two? Maybe years ago, I remember I used to have to go on as a little kid, especially.
Oh, it's so annoying! It's painful.
Yeah.
I need to retuck your shirt in.
Tuck your shirt in, and it says it's in the right place, and you didn't feel comfortable yesterday.
Exactly.
That was the best thing. Is best thing was to go home, get dressed again, and come back.
Boy, learn this too.
I want to show you how he learned Rav Nachman Noi. How did he learn Rav Nachman Noi going? It's very interesting. Because Rav Nachman Noi says, if you're going to be consistent,
right, you gotta do it.
Then come home and then kiss them and touch the mezuzah. It's in Manach Yodei
Mezuzah. Right. Sounds like he's saying it's stupid.
He said it's stupid, yeah.
Yeah. But he said, you say you should do the tefillin also. If you're going to be sent to do the tefillin, they said, okay, fine, we'll do that.
That's right. That's what they finally do, right?
Apparently that meant
the mezuzah, he couldn't answer. The mezuzah, they couldn't answer.
But in his day, in Rav Nachman's day, they weren't doing the tefillin one.
Yeah, no.
He was arguing to be consistent, you have to do it, and eventually they did it.
Bracha v'shalom mehera. Where's the other
people really?
Yosimim kineged libo v'yishru b'yodo avinemonim v'nachmonim lad.
That's true.
Kineged libo.
Kineged libo, yeah. But
that's Rav Obadiah,
it's not
right?
Really, that's what it is, but then he gives you more precise instructions by holding the roots and the strings. And then he has looking at the tzitzis and putting them over your eyes and kissing them. And then, v'achrei einechem yavir tzitzis al gabi eino v'yinashkein. And then in the end he asks, "Kishiyom alad yinashik atzitzis v'yazvim liyado." So a lot of instructions with tzitzis.
Sounds like a
not so much with the tone. Does he have the tone?
Yeah, he does have the tone. He says there when you get the tone, you touch
mishamish
biyado, mishamish rosha.
How many arms do you have?
What I want to bring out is why didn't the Avudjim say exactly what the what Nachman Noi line said?
Maybe he says the same thing.
He doesn't.
The connotation for the Rodram is that it's because
the Avudjim just walked away. Just
he
walked
away. Also wants it to be Barabin. He only wants it Barabin.
If he was at home, he would do it.
Who's the Avudjim?
Yeah, he sounds like he's at home. Right. Right, the Rabbim.
He sounds like it's Hasidus.
Yeah.
If he has only go
to the Yorah, and he's getting it from the Yorah part, it's fine. The Hashem is like the Lukam Shtikri. It's one in the Yorah.
Yeah, kind of. Everybody's going to stand up in the shul.
It sounds like we're passionately saying it's Yorah because it's stupid.
No, he doesn't say it's Yorah because it's stupid. Well, because look what he's saying on the contrary. That it's Midas Chasidus.
No, that's what Rabbi Jerome said, but Rabbi Nachmanai.
But he's quoting Rabbi Nachmanai.
I know, but he doesn't even want to say it's incomplete. He doesn't say it's incomplete, right? Reading into this Midas Chasidus, then why wouldn't you say.
You're not learning the Rabbi Nachmanai going in the way he's
saying. No, he didn't say.
See, what he was saying is Rabbi Nachmanai going was saying like this. Either it's a halacha, or else it's simply a Midas Chasidus. If it's a halacha, so then you have to come home and put your hand in the mezuzah. Okay. Because it has to be consistent. So, but you could say it's not a halacha, but it's a midas chasidus of chib of mitzvah. Okay? So if that's what it is, so then it's okay to do it with the tefillin and the tzitzis. But there, that's why it says it's yorah. So the way that Rav Woodrum is learning Rav Nachmanai Goyen is not that he's saying it's stupid. He's saying that it's not halacha and it's mechzi kiyura because it's not halacha and it's midas chasidus. It can't be halacha because it's inconsistent. But he still says midas chasidus.
And that doesn't have to be consistent.
That's correct. That's correct. That does not have to be midas chasidus. So therefore he says that then you'll be mechzi kiyura. But you see the way he learned the Rav Nachmanai with depth. Hmm. Right. He didn't just...
Right, it's on the surface, it's a stira.
Is there any reason to do it nowadays?
What?
And you should.
For that, you should do it nowadays because everybody does it as Midas Chasidus. And if you don't do it, it looks like a Mechsegur.
Does everybody really do it?
Why is it Mechsegur?
I mean...
What?
Why does it doesn't look...
Irish not Segur. I mean, it'll be like Gaiva. Like everybody's doing it and you don't do it. If like you have some reason why you know it's wrong.
But it's right anyways.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
Rav Nachmanai Goyen was a deep way. Wasn't superficial. He learned Yehirus in Midas Chasidus. But the second part of the tshuva was, if you're going to say it's halacha, that's impossible. I do like the Gra. That the Gra says that when a person, if he doesn't be a chiddush, he doesn't say kedusha, right? So he has aron kadosh, right? And then the aron baruch. He says you can't do that because he says that yochad amaspal im omar onim be'ema v'omrim be'yira tzorach lomar kadosh kadosh kadosh. You have to say all three. Avol ein lo rishus lomar kedusha. Kulon ke'echad onim v'omrim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Ela omer bore kedoshim u'kashi yagia ad safa v'rura v'nima medalek v'omer latel baruch. Because he holds that's a problem. That was the Russia's thing.
Because what's not really true here?
No, because you can't say v'omer kadosh because they say three kedoshes.
Right.
They don't say one kadosh.
Damn. The Gros idea is you could reference it.
What?
Well, the Gros idea is you could reference the three kadoshes through the word kadosh.
Right? Yeah, that's true.